Fighting in Lebanon is slowing ministry. Christians gear up to help in a volcanic eruption in Ecuador, and a resource ministry is short on one very specific kind of book. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the Middle East Council of Churches says, aside from threatening the stability of the region, the fighting in Lebanon could stymie ministries launched by churches and others. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says their team is proceeding cautiously.
We have had staff members who have visited Lebanon, have visited with Christians there. We are doing printing projects in Arabic that go out across the Middle East. I don't think I should get more specific than that. Pray for the Christians who are there, pray for their safety and protection, and pray that they will be a witness during this time.
The crises and depression of war are forcing an introspection, says Nettleton.
So our prayer needs to be for Christians in the region, that this will be a great time of outreach, that they will be able to share the gospel and to be able to live out that gospel message and that peace and assurance that whatever happens to us here on earth, heaven is waiting for us.
Next, HCJB World Radio has a four-person team on the ground at the site of Central Ecuador's erupting Mount Tunguragua. They distributed relief supplies, medical help, and spiritual encouragement to those affected by the volcano that began spewing lava and toxic gases on Friday, July 14th. The volcanic eruption forced the evacuation of over 5,000 people with a chimney of ash and a series of explosions. The team is still assessing the need to return with a mobile medical clinic. You're listening to Mission Network News. Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, is gearing up for a prayer team headed for Ireland next week. The team reportedly plans on assisting OMS's Ireland missionary team in public evangelism and discipleship during their visit. The missionary team is involved in friendship evangelism, discipleship, and partnership with existing Irish churches. One of their objectives is to facilitate church planting in areas where they need it most. Meanwhile, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says that they're facing a shortage of seminary-specific books.
It was brought to a point yesterday. We had a missionary from India in with friends to shop our library. Their main focus was for seminary books. We are limiting that to 8 volumes per visit because the shortage is just so great.
Many other missionaries visit CRI hoping to help outfit a seminary library at home, but go away with fewer tools than they need. While they're grateful, Palmerton's asking people to send them old seminary helps.
There are seminaries all over the world that are looking for those kinds of books. So if they have those kinds of books, Bible help books and commentaries and sermon lesson books, we need them.
And a ministry that provides clean, safe drinking water around the world in Jesus' name is celebrating a couple of milestones. Living Water International's president, Jerry Wiles, says they're celebrating their 15th anniversary, but that's not all.
We've just, a couple of weeks ago, went over 3,000 water projects that we've completed now, serving just over 5 million people. In the name of Jesus, of course, they're getting a witness of the gospel as well as getting clean, safe drinking water.
With over a billion people without clean water, money is needed to do more. That's where their H2O challenge comes into play.
Where individuals or groups make water their only beverage for just 2 weeks, and then they save the money that they would usually spend on beverages, collect that into a little pool, and then they contribute that toward helping people get clean, safe drinking water.
Wiles says these people live in some of the most spiritually needy places on earth. Your help is needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. You can join Frank and me. Sign up at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.